Two guys with beards, one guy with sideburns and a soul patch. A podcast about American craft beer for beer lovers all across the country. From Boston to Dallas to Las Vegas, this is Beer Coasters.
Hello and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm your host this week. I'm Mike from Boston. I got a couple other guys with me. Want to introduce yourselves, gentlemen?
Sure, I'm Toby and I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. Woo-hoo-hoo, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
This is Chris in Dallas, Texas, and I'm covering craft beers this week. Not just beers, but craft beers.
Right. Hey, me too.
Me too. Not only craft beer, but American craft beer. So today's show is Abbey Ales, specifically the Abbey Double. I wanted to talk a little bit about that style. And basically, if anyone knows, Belgians have been brewing beer since like the Middle Ages. The Trappist monks started brewing beer after that. They in the 18th century fleeing the French Revolution. They started brewing beer in Belgium. Westmalle, I think is how you pronounce it. That started in December of 1836, which was 50 years after the revolution, because there's no actual written proof that monks were brewing beer in the Middle Ages or up to that point. The style that we're going to have is the Abbey Double, which the only real difference between the Abbey Double and a Trappist style ale is that ours wasn't brewed by Trappist monks. It's kind of the difference between champagne and sparkling white wine.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to try today. Anybody else got anything to say about the Abbey that I haven't mentioned?
No, just reiterating the point that, you know, in order to call it a Trappist, it actually has to be brewed by Trappist monks legally. Like Chimay sort of led the fight on that, and I think it was in 1963 that they won a legal battle about, you know, if you want to call it a Trappist ale, it has to fall within certain guidelines. And part of those guidelines are that it's overseen by the monks and that it's brewed on a monastery. So,
and there's only what, seven Trappist breweries in
there's,
the world?
There's six in Belgium and one in the Netherlands. And I wouldn't even begin to
say the names.
Well, I'll try to pronounce them all, but it's, I don't know if it's Akel or Achel. Then, of course, Chimay. Koningshoven.
Koningshoven, which is a really good one.
Yes. Orval, Rochefort, Westmalle, and Westvleteren.
I've had Orval.
If you get a chance to try,
if there are actually any Belgians listening to this podcast right now, please let us know. Let us know how to pronounce it. So the show today is as follows. On our fermentation conversation today, we are going to try Omegang Abbey Ale.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a little hop topic, and then we go into our individual beers, which is our tasting flight. Toby, what are you going to try for us today?
I'm trying North Coast Brewing Company's Brother Thelonious.
Chris, how about you?
I am doing... Well... Last week I did New Belgium's Fat Tire, and this week I'm doing another New Belgium.
I smell an apology coming on, I think.
Well, again, in the middle of the country, I'm not getting a lot of stuff, you know, unique styles here. So, you know, New Belgium being the sort of premier Belgian style brewer in the United States, I can get them, and they're in Port Collins, Colorado. So this week I'm doing the Abbey Ale from New Belgium, and either next week or the week after, I'm going to be doing the triple from them. So you're going to see a lot from New Belgium here in the next few weeks coming out of my region.
And that's cool.
But
we like,
hey,
New Belgium.
They're a great brewery.
Do what
brewery.
You got to do.
If anybody out there has recommendations for Belgian styles coming out of the middle of the country, let me know. Chris at beercoasterspodcast.com. and I'll see if I can't get some of those other breweries.
Yeah, because not that I mean we know that people brew in the middle of the country. There's plenty, but the problem is distribution to Texas. I guess is part of the problem. And all right, so I'm gonna speed up the show here so we can drink some beer. So we're gonna go.
What are you trying this week?
Oh, you want to know what I'm trying this week?
Yeah.
I'm trying Legacy Brewing Company's Dear Abby Double.
Dear Abby. Oh.
Out of Reading, Pennsylvania, I believe.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're going to talk about it. We're going to drink some beer. Yeah. Since the fermentation conversation. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Time to drink some beer. Abby Ales.
Fermentation conversation.
Yeah. Okay, for a fermentation conversation, as we discussed previously, we are going to do Ama Gang's Abby Ale.
Ama Gang, your gang, everybody.
From Ama Gang Brewery. They are out of Cooperstown, New York, but they are also they're a part of Duval Morget Brewing Company in Belgium. Their website is www.omegang.com. That's OMMEGANG.
.com.
Just in case you didn't. Yeah,
that part.
You know what I mean. All right, the ABV on this beer is 8.5. The Rate Beer rated this a 98 out of 100.
Whoa.
Beer Advocate users rated this an A-, and the Allstrom brothers did weigh in on this beer, and they rated it an A.
Pretty highly rated style.
Yes, it better be good.
So, you guys, on your bottles, does it say that it was brewed?
Mine does
exceptionally
this time.
In Belgium?
Yeah, because last time, remember, I had one. What style did we do before? Or that I did it on my tasting flight, maybe. Mine was brewed in New York, and this one actually says brewed under Duval.
Was that the? I think that might have been the barley wine.
Maybe.
No, it was the Saison show.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Saison, yeah.
The farmhouse.
The Hennepin. Yeah.
And mine was actually brewed in Belgium, and yours, guys, were brewed in New York, right?
Yeah.
For that show.
Oh, you know
this one...
This one was brewed and bottled by Duval Morget in Belgium.
Yeah.
Yep.
So mine is actually a Belgian beer this week.
Me too.
Ooh.
What'd you say, Mike?
They do have the two breweries, and you know you can. I don't know if they actually if you can find this Ama Gang Abbey brewed in. I'm sure you can.
Yeah, I'm sure. Possible.
Brewed out of their New York brewery. Mm-hmm. Anyway, continue, Mike. I'm sorry.
Sure. Thanks. Appreciate it. like I said before, this is Abbey Double, and I believe this one's fermented with the Trappist Ale yeast. I didn't get too much info on this beer. I tried. It's a top fermented and bottle conditioned, and I'm ready to take a sip. Are you guys ready to take a sip?
Yeah.
Pop them open.
Uncork them.
These that we're using, as I see, is we all have the 750 mil bottles. Oh, crap.
Uh-oh,
it just went everywhere.
Keep it away from the keyboard.
Sweet.
Wow.
Beer Coasters is currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Okay, we're back from the fountain, Ama Gang.
Jeez. So when I first poured it, I got about a finger of head. It was kind of an off-white, frothy head.
I got about 10 or 12 fingers of head all over the place.
I think the head is going to be a little bit different depending on what you pour it into.
Right.
Toby, you poured it into more of a traditional goblet, which is what it should be poured into. I didn't have one, so I poured it into a tulip, so I got a little bit more of a head than you did. I got about 2 to 3 fingers of head.
I have mine in just kind of a regular wine glass, and I have quite a few. But I technically really can't judge just because of my mishap. Big frothy head, though.
It's sticking around, too, on mine. I mean, I kind of have the halo around the edge, and then there's a nice... Because the bubbles kind of get pushed up from the middle of the glass, and then I get this, you know, little bit of head right in the middle with the halo around the ring. It's kind of interesting looking from the top.
Like a dollop of whipped cream, like
sitting exactly. in the middle of the... Or like with your cappuccino, a little dollop of
really
foam
nice
on the top.
Really nice amber color. Got a very sweet, caramely, honey smell.
I'm getting a lot of... like bready yeastiness in the smell too.
Maybe some honey and some. When I first the first whiff I got after pouring it, I got kind of a prune, maybe a even a kind of a bitter grape, like a sour grape kind of smell right off the bat. Yeah. A little bit.
They're all like darker fruits, and they have like almost like a like alcohol soaked fruits.
Fermented fruit,
maybe even a little bit of clove in there.
It smells yummy.
Nice. I'm ready to take a sip. These are very nice. It's
very tasty.
Good, lively mouthfeel.
Really complex, malty flavors. And fruity, too.
Yeah, real fruity.
It's so different than... you know, kind of what is popular right now, because mostly what's popular is your pale ales and your India pale ales. And this is, you know, there's not almost no hop character. Very malty, very bready and sweet.
Dry too.
Yeah, it is very dry.
Really, really like the style, which is why I picked it. It's almost, it's got like a little bit of the anise, you know, that black licorice. Flavor to it as well. It's like, I guess a good way to describe it, it's like a heavy spiced champagne kind of.
Yeah.
You know, because it has that really kind of refined, you know, not as carbonated as a champagne, I guess, but close.
Are you guys getting any banana?
There was a hint of it. I did get a hint of it.
I didn't. I got, like I said, I got some clove and some honey, but no bananas.
I get alcohol, too.
Yeah, I definitely get the alcohol. And a little, maybe, cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's definitely those, there's darker fruits. Like, it could be, like, dates and cherries.
Right.
And you know, stuff like that.
Black cherry skin. I always get that kind of dry, sour aftertaste, kind of the cherry skin aftertaste with these.
Bottom line with this beer, this I think this shows that Americans can make a Belgian beer.
Yeah.
Although now,
as long as it's brewed in Belgium.
Right. But I think we've had this, you know, when it was brewed out of New York as well. And I don't know, it's tough to say whether this tastes exactly the same as that. But I do remember this being a really, really good representation of the style.
It is.
But did you guys pair anything with this?
Go ahead, Chris.
Toby?
I'm still thinking.
Chris,
if you got something in mind.
Well, you know, I didn't open this one and try it before and take notes and kind of figure out what I was going to pair it with before. But I did with my other one, and this, some kind of... cheating
if you should pair this the same.
Foreshadowing. Yeah, it's kind of the same. I would pair this with like a really rich dark chocolate cake.
Nice.
I think would really go really well.
I always
well.
Like it when we pair it with desserts. I think, you know, it's so like unconventional, but I think it's a really good pairing, and I think people should try it more. Have a beer with your dessert.
Yeah.
For me, I'm going to pair I had just recently I had some lamb tips with some wild rice. And that was really good. And I think it would go really, really good with this beer.
I'm thinking something gamey, you know, maybe some duck or something like that. Really,
yeah, something gamey. This would cut through the gaminess really well.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
Okay, Hop Topics section. Section? Hop Topic. Toby, what you got?
Well, this little story comes out of the San Francisco Examiner. It's about this bartender. His name is Angelo Camerata. He is retiring from bartending, and the reason why this is a pretty interesting story was because he's been bartending since Prohibition.
What?
So he's actually in the Guinness World Records as the longest serving bartender, and that was 10 years ago. And he's 95 now, and he's decided to call it quits. He also earned induction into Jim Beam's Bartender Hall of Fame, and he has numerous other honors. He's been bartending at Camerata's Cafe, so it's his own little cafe bar place out in Westview, Pennsylvania, which is a suburb of Pittsburgh, I believe. He wants to take care of his 92-year-old wife. They live upstairs from the bar, and he's decided to finally call it quits.
How else would he make it to work if he didn't live upstairs?
Since
1933. Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, they're having some sort of a last day party for him. They don't really know exactly when his last day is going to be. They're doing drink specials and stuff, you know, $2 bottles of beer, whatever. So, yeah. Good job, Angelo Camerata, or as his friends call him, Cam or Ang.
Ang.
Oh, and also I wanted to mention real quick, last week on my Hop Topic, I talked about the Green Dragon Mini Beer Fest.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually been rescheduled for September 19th and 20th. Same location and all that stuff. So it's not, well, it was going to be last weekend, the 29th and 30th. But now it's September 19th and 20th in Portland. If you want more information, go to, and I found that the best way to find it is go to rogue.com, rogue.com, and go to their events page, and you can find more information on that. But yeah, that's it for me.
Cool. How about you, Chris? Well, what you got?
For my hop topic this week comes from biomedicine.org. I saw this article as I was looking for Tweet of the Weeks for this week. Somebody had tweeted this. Recent research has revealed that drinking beer in moderation, about 1 to 2 a day, can help prevent osteoporosis.
Ooh.
So one more benefit to drinking beer.
Nice.
It's a cure-all. Other than the fact that it is.
Well, I'm taking my medicine.
They talk about that, how in recent years the research has found several advantages to moderate consumption of beer, including a 30% to 40% lower rate of coronary heart disease compared to those who don't drink. So I think it has to do with the beer contains a high amount of polyphenols,
mm-hmm.
which are known for their antioxidants. One of the things that red wine has
a lot of.
Are
you going to have to ask the beer coaster guy about that? I mean, the beer jargon guy?
Oh, polyphenols. Yeah, beer jargon guy, what are polyphenols?
And now time for craft beer jargon. For this week's beer jargon, the term is polyphenols. Polyphenols are a group of chemical substances found in plants. Notable sources of polyphenols include berries, tea, beer, grapes/wine, olive oil, chocolate, cocoa, coffee, walnuts, peanuts, pomegranates, popcorn, yerba mate, and other fruits and vegetables. High levels of polyphenols can generally be found in fruit skins, polyphenols may also protect against some common health problems and possibly certain effects of aging.
Sweet. Thanks, Beer Jargon Guy.
Thanks, Beer Jargon Guy.
I love that guy.
He's just so damn smart.
Yeah. So just a cool little additional reason to drink.
You know what? Beer. I heard now since Gina had.
Do
the
we
baby
really
and
need
we were,
another excuse?
We were in the hospital, and the nurse actually said she's not saying you should drink beer while you're breastfeeding, but beer does have a lot of good things that would help with breastfeeding and the nutrients and stuff like that, the yeast and all these different
spoon
things.
I spoon fed my son Trappist yeast when he was a baby.
Spoon fed? I gave it to him straight out of the bottle. Nice. I got bottles and bottles of this Omegang lying around.
Speaking of which, this is really good.
Beer Coasters does not say, yes, you should drink beer while you're breastfeeding, but...
You can drink beer while you're breastfeeding.
Everything's good in moderation.
I think
moderation.
Yeah.
I mean, don't
glass.
Don't get drunk and then go out and breastfeed your child, but
yeah.
If you have a beer, I don't think it's going to get your kid drunk.
Yeah.
No. And give it some Absolutely. Nutrients.
How great would it be if you get drunk off breast milk?
Ah, to be a kid, to be a kid again.
And moving on. And moving on. Mike, what do you got?
Mine is probably the least interesting hop topic this week. Long story short, there's a big article in PRNewsWire.com. It's basically...
About getting drunk off of breast milk?
Yeah, I wish. No, Sam Adams is releasing a new fall seasonal brew, and they're going to put it in their fall seasonal packs. So along with their traditional Boston Lager and their Oktoberfest, their cherry wheat, brown ale, Irish red, they are adding a Dunkelweiss or Dunkelweiss
and a breast milk stout.
breast milk stout. That's quite possibly the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. No offense, breastfeeders.
If they're breastfeeding, they should not be listening to this podcast.
Oh, why not?
Well, there's something really wrong.
It's some comic relief. they're adding a Dunkelweizen, which I haven't tried yet. And, hopefully and some future shows.
A few more of them beers you need.
We'll be able to try the Dunkelweizen.
And I am getting a little more banana out of my Omegang Abbey here, just to let you guys know.
I'm getting the cherry, and when this warms up, it's really, really good.
Yeah, that cherry is really coming through for me now as it warms up.
Yeah.
And the nice warming alcohol.
It's such a great sipping style.
Very comforting.
I feel like I should have a cigar and be like in Madagascar somewhere or something on a safari or I don't know. It's just a good...
Okay.
Really good. Sorry. I got my bring my fantasies into the podcast again.
And with that, before the fantasies get out of hand, why don't we move on to some... more drinking.
Yeah, let's drink some more.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Okay, so for my tasting flight this week, I am trying North Coast Brewing Company's Brother Thelonious Belgian Style Abbey Ale. Now this is
podcasting, drinking, and tweeting. And these are a few of my favorite things. We need more shows with higher alcohol content.
Sorry, go ahead.
Thanks, guys. Good.
We can refer back to the barley wine show if you want to see what we're like on high alcohol content beers.
So North Coast Brewing Company. See, this right, is so why. It's stuff like this is why it takes me forever to get to my beer when I'm reviewing. Okay.
It's all our fault.
So North Coast Brewing Company. All our fault. They're out of Fort Bragg, California. And guess what?
You've been there. There's such a surprise.
I've been to Fort Bragg. I haven't been to North Coast Brewing Company. I did ride the skunk train, so if you've been to Fort Bragg, you know what I'm talking about.
Man, I ride the skunk train every week.
I don't even know what that means.
They've been brewing since 1988, so they consider themselves one of the OG, should I say, OG craft brewers in America. They're noted as one of the 10 best breweries in the world, according to the Beverage Tasting Institute.
You will be the judge of that, sir.
Their website is www.northcoastbrewing.com. The beer, again, what I'm trying is a Belgian-style Abbey Ale or Double. It's got a 9.4% ABV. It's got 32 IBUs. You can cellar this at 45 to 50 degrees. Serve it at 45 to 50 degrees. It's available in the 750 milliliter bottles, which I have right here. And you can also find it in 12-ounce 4-packs. And it's available year-round. I couldn't find really any ingredients on this. This seems to be another one of those breweries that keeps all of its ingredients pretty tight to the vest.
It's all like Belgian stuff.
Yeah. it's part of their American Artisan.
Guys, gotta do
series.
A better job supporting my funniness.
Another beer from their American Artisan series would be the La Merle Belgian style farmhouse ale. It's I know if you've seen it, it's got the black label with the gray bird on it, called La Merle or something like that.
Not a black naughty.
No, not a black naughty.
No, that was last week.
So an interesting note about the Brother Thelonious. When you buy Brother Thelonious Belgian-style Abbey Ale, you also help support the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz. And that's kind of where they get the name from Thelonious Monk. Now, the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz is a mission whose mission is to offer the world's most promising young musicians college-level training by America's jazz masters and to present public school-based jazz education programs for young people around the world. All of these programs are offered free of charge to the students and schools. If you want more information, check out www.monkinstitute.org. I think is freaking awesome.
On an aside from that, like, you can go ahead and crack open your beer while I'm talking. I don't want to hold you up. Thelonious Monk is like one of those musicians that it's almost hard to listen to because not in a bad way, because he's so... like, he's so good that his music is, like, almost on the verge of being chaotic.
It's pretty out there.
Without being
like
chaotic.
Some of the best jazz on the planet is like that.
Right. Because
if you've never heard him, you better go out. You better pause this podcast right now. Go out and buy an album.
Things that I've always noticed is that he's so chaotic but still structured that it's just on the verge of completely falling apart. So it's almost
just
like you're
podcast.
On edge.
That's awesome.
Yes, exactly. No, we are so beyond the edge. We've fallen apart completely now. So yeah. I mean, we've devolved into a music podcast. Anyway, Toby, what
so
do you got?
After pouring this, I got a real quick half finger of really bubbly, almost a yellowish type head. It was kind of a yellowish white kind of head, and now it's quickly dissipated, but I can see some bubbles coming up in the middle of the glass. Again, I'm using a Chimay glass, so it's a goblet. This, you know, the color of this and the look of this looks exactly like the Omegang Abbey we just had. Exactly like it. I mean, the same kind of brownish red with the ruby highlights, and when I smell it, a lot of very yeasty, malty, kind of caramelized fruit in there. Now that the head has totally dissipated, I'm getting less aroma out of it. There was when I first poured it and I got that little quick bit of head, I could smell a lot more. Now that the head is gone, I'm not as aromatic. So I'm going to take a sip.
This one's slightly more alcohol content. This is what, like a
9.4.
I think it's like a 9.4.
Ooh.
And the Omegane was an 8.5, so it's a little more alcohol this time.
But it doesn't taste like it. That's what's weird about this. The other one with the Omegang, I could really taste that alcohol. Maybe it's
especially once it warmed up.
Right. Maybe this might be still a little too cold, but I'm not. I hardly taste any alcohol. Maybe a little bit in the end, I can kind of get some in the mouth feel. This is very like Bolognese. This is very thick and oily, not dry like the Omegang.
Which I'm still sipping, by the way, and it's fantastic.
There's something in this. It's kind of a yeasty kind of brown sugar.
Oh.
Almost a woody.
Kind of a molasses thing going on.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, like a molasses, even some woodiness. This is pretty good. Quick jumping back to North beers. Coast Brewing Company, their flagship beers would be the Red Seal. And if you've seen the old Rasputin Russian Imperial Stout, that's theirs also. Rate Beer gave this one, Brother Thelonious, a 92 out of 100. The Beer Advocate users gave it a B+, and nothing from the Ahlstrom brothers. So yeah,
I'm surprised they haven't weighed in on this because it's, I mean, this is a pretty widely, we could have easily done this as a fermentation. Yeah. This is a fairly common double.
Mm-hmm.
This is very good. Yeah, still not getting any of the alcohol, but there's a little bit of fruitiness in there. Maybe some kind of, maybe a little bit of pruniness. Pruniness, kind of like your fingers after you're in the tub for a long time, but.
Would you pair it with anything, Toby?
First thing that pops in my head is pork chops. Pork chops and some sort of green, you know, some steamed vegetables with it.
Pork chops sound really good.
Maybe some, like pork a baked potato or potatoes au gratin, maybe. Maybe? Yeah, I think so. But yeah, definitely. First thing that popped in my head was some sort of a
wonderful,
nice pork chop. And I ain't talking about no shake and bake.
potatoes au gratin with like a good like Gruyere cheese would be really good.
Oh.
I'm assuming. Yeah. I haven't tasted it, but yeah.
Back off. Okay, so that was that's my Brother Thelonious Abbey style ale from North Coast Brewing Company. Check it out.
And now representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
All right.
And for my tasting flight this week, I'm doing the New Belgium Abbey Ale.
Do it.
I'm actually drinking mine out of a 12-ounce bottle.
Not a 750 mil?
Most of the...
Like the big boys?
No. Most of the... No.
Wuss.
I have two of them, though, so maybe I'll crack open another one. It's the brewery is New Belgium Brewery out of Fort Collins, Colorado. Toby?
What?
I've been there.
You've been there?
I figured you could just New Belgium thing that you say, you know, if it's in the next 3 weeks of New Belgium.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have something new. You got to have something new and interesting about New Belgium each week.
Yeah, good luck. Actually,
maybe that'll be our
next
sponsor.
Interesting little thing.
Our next sponsor.
www.newbelgium.com. Next sponsor. Don't we need a first to have a next? The style is an Abbey double.
We are our first sponsor.
The ABV is a 7%. As usual with the New Belgium stuff, I couldn't find the IBUs on it. Ingredients were also hard to come by. Better. It says that it's brewed with six different malts. Six different ones. I don't know what they are because it doesn't say. But
it's a lot of malts.
But interesting. Well, and you know the Abbey styles tend to be a little more on the malty side. So, and they use an authentic Belgian yeast strain. Couple interesting notes. This beer was the winner of 4 World Beer Cup medals and 8 medals at the Great American Beer Festival.
Wow.
It's the Abbey Belgian Ale is the Mark Spitz of New Belgium's lineup. Not sure what that means.
I think from now on, anytime someone gets an award, Toby can insert the applause anytime it's yeah. gets an award.
All right. This was one of founder Jeff, one of his first 2 Belgian style homebrews, along with Fat Tire, true. Which I reviewed last week. He's
Jeff,
master brewer.
Master brewer.
I don't have his last name, so.
You are the master brewer.
And one of the things I wanted an interesting note that I wanted to point out, which was actually going to be my hot topic for this week, but I changed it at the last second. Is that New Belgium is installing the largest solar panel array in Colorado.
Nice.
So they are, over their entire bottling building, they're installing solar panels to help with the electricity on the building. And I get it's part of an initiative in Colorado.
Yes. I've seen more and more greener so-called breweries in Colorado or... them trying to be greener.
The rate beer rating 93. Beer nice. Advocate users give it an A-, and the Alstrom brothers have weighed in on this beer and they gave it an A.
Wow.
With that, I'm going to crack it open. Slightly different than the other beers that we have done this week. It's not corked. It is capped due to the fact it's just a 12-ounce bottle and probably be cost prohibitive to cork all of those.
It would be kind of weird to see a corked 12-ounce bottle.
Yeah, that would be very cool.
So I'm pouring this again into another tulip glass. Normally you would pour this style into a goblet. The pour, I'm getting about a finger of off-white head. It's a lot. It's not nearly as dark as the Ama Gang was, or as Toby's monk, Brother Thelonious was. It's a lot clearer and kind of amber in color, not nearly as dark. I'm getting a lot of that malty breadiness off the scent.
We call New Belgium biscuitiness.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's from those Belgian yeast strains that they use.
Yeah.
A little bit of banana. Actually, quite a bit of banana.
Don't tell me you're getting like a banana on the tongue, too.
Not yet. I haven't tasted it yet. We'll see when I taste it. A little bit of apple on the aroma. The head's dissipated. There's still a film, a layer of head on top, but for the most part, the head is dissipated. Mm. Wow. On the taste, I'm getting a lot of banana right off the bat, as I like to say.
Definitely right off the bat.
Yeah,
banana. Which I will say that is more common in the triples than the doubles is the banana.
Is it?
Yeah. Bananas and bubble gum and that kind of thing usually is a more of a triple.
I feel like I just peeled a banana and started eating it. I'm getting a lot of banana off this. Maybe a little bit of that apple that I was talking about. Maybe like a caramel apple.
Ooh. Caramel apple sounds good.
I wonder if they used any kind of
toffee.
wheat malt or something like that. Because, you know, you said six different types of malts in there. I wonder if there was some sort of... Because bananas are pretty common in wheat beers and
yeah,
stuff
wheat
too,
beers
right?
as well, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yep.
Yes. But most of that flavor in the wheat styles comes from the yeast that's used, which tends to be a Belgian style yeast in those as well. So,
see, sometimes, folks, we do know what we're talking about here on Beer Coasters.
Occasionally, it's very good. I'm actually kind of surprised at how much banana I'm tasting. I've had this before, and I don't remember there being as much.
Occasionally on
only
Beer
on the
Coasters,
higher alcohol shows that we know what we're talking about.
Yeah. I'm not getting as much alcohol as I was in the Omegang. Granted, it's a 7% versus an 8.5. But 7% is still, you know,
healthy.
Higher than most. It's a very tasty beer. I'm getting a little bit of pear, maybe. It's very, I like it a lot. It's a lot different than the Omegang was. It's not nearly as dark fruit. It's a lot lighter than the Omegang. The Omegang, I got a lot of dark fruits and cherries and you know, figs and that sort of thing. But with this, I'm getting much more banana and apple and pear, so a lot more light fruit.
Does the yeast come through as much as a lot of the other New Belgian stuff? I mean, is it apparent, like, you take a sip and, hey, you know this is New Belgian, like a lot of their beers?
It's not as bready as some of the other ones. It was on the scent, but not on the taste. Like I said, the taste has much more banana and lighter fruit flavors than it does the yeasty, bready side. I mean, it still has the malt breadiness, but not the yeasty breadiness, if that makes sense.
What do you think, as far as food goes, what do you think you'd pair with this?
You know, when I'm looking at my notes, and I originally said that like a chocolate cake, like I had paired with the Omegang, would be good. But after tasting it against the Omegang, I think I'd have to go something a little lighter. So maybe, you know, what would be really good would be a really good vanilla creme brulee.
Hmm.
Still sticking with the dessert, but something lighter and a little.
I didn't think it. Yeah, creme brulee would be a good dessert with the Abbey style. That's good. Especially if it was something with a fruit, be good.
Yeah. This is. I'm very happy with this though. It's actually really good.
Nice.
Can I have some now?
That's my New Belgian Brewing, Abbey Double. Now, Mike, would you like to drink?
Yes, I would love to drink. Thank you for suggesting it.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
All right.
TFM.
It is my turn.
It's Mikey's turn.
That's right. It's my turn.
It's Mikey's turn.
I am going to do a little tasting of Legacy Brewing Company's Dear Abbey Double.
Dear Abbey.
I'm about to drink your beer.
I drink too much beer.
This brewery is Legacy Brewing Company. And do they have a what?
They have a double IPA called the Hoptimus Prime.
Yes. I was going to mention, some of the beers, they got some funny.
Oh, they're the ones with the Hoptimus Prime.
We should send one of those to the Totally Rad Show guys. I think they'd get a kick out of it.
Yes.
So the brewery is Legacy Brewing Company out of Reading, Pennsylvania. The website is www.legacybrewing.com. The ABV on this beer is 7.5. Rate beer rated it a 63 out of 100. Beer Advocate users rated this a B. And guess what? The Ahlstrom brothers haven't rated this beer yet.
It doesn't really surprise me because I have never even heard of this brewery. Yeah. So,
well, I honestly haven't either until I found the beer. So I can't.
That's great. I mean, that's one of the great things about doing this.
Yeah, I love finding
your
the smaller
ability to go out and search out new things.
Yeah, I really like finding the smaller local breweries.
How long have they been around?
You know, I don't have their website open in front of me here. So I don't have that.
Well,
in
I'm
my
looking
notes.
At their About Us, and they don't have anything about how long they've been doing this.
Yeah.
This the one that I'm trying, this Abbey Double, is Belgian style. It's brewed. This one's a little different because it says it's brewed with honey and spices, which I don't know. Technically, maybe I shouldn't have. It doesn't. It's not exactly the style that we're going for. It's kind of a take on the style, but it is fermented using the Trappist ale yeast. So I felt it appropriate for this show. This one is available year round in 22-ounce bottles, half barrels, and sixtels, which I'm not sure what sixtels are. I'm sure if I look it up, I'd find it. Do you guys know what sixtels
six
are?
Six pack, I would imagine.
Sixtel is probably the torpedo, the mini kegs, the little cylinders. Yeah. Like,
gotcha. Okay.
Because those are 1/6 barrels.
So I'm going to open it up.
If they're mentioning half barrels, they're probably mentioning 1/6 barrel.
And I don't have the wine glass clean because I'm using it for the Amagang, but I'm using a tulip glass in this one. And
still drinking the Amagang?
Nope, I just finished it up, actually. Well, I have a sip left, but I'm actually curious to kind of taste them side by side as well. It definitely has a more bready malt smell. But we'll get into the appearance here. It's amber. It's a lighter amber than the Amagang. I get about a finger ahead that's dissipating rather quickly. And there is virtually no lacing on this glass whatsoever. It's got a good...
Your glass is dirty.
No. This is very clean. Alcoholic bubblegum, trademark Beer Coasters Podcast. That is what I'm smelling right now. And we should probably market that and try to sell it.
I'd buy it.
Wow. Seriously, alcoholic bubblegum, maybe some sweet malt, maybe a little bit of citrus. But, I mean, that's what I'm getting. I'm going to take a sip.
Any hops in the scent?
I can't. It's kind of being masked a little bit.
We found that with most of them so far that you know, this style, most of the Belgian styles, the hops are there, but they're very much masked by the malts.
In the sip, I get that bubblegum flavor as well with some bready malts. Maybe a little bit of caramel. I mentioned that, well, I didn't mention, but I was reading that some people actually had some, you know, some spices and stuff in this, and I'm not getting that much in the spice category. Maybe a little bit of honey on the finish of it. Maybe there's some spiciness coming through. I think this still has to warm up a little bit. It's, as far as mouthfeel goes, it's semi-dry. It's heavier body. There's some carbonation. I think it's a good amount for this style. I don't think it's like overwhelming. I think maybe the carbonation is trying to balance the whole thing out. But honestly, I kind of feel bad saying this, but I don't feel that it's very complex, you know, compared to the Amagang.
I see a couple of reviews that talk about vanilla. And are you getting any vanilla at all?
I am, a little bit. Now that it's warming up, there's kind of a vanilla-ness. But you smell it, and you're not getting as much vanilla. But as it sits in your mouth, you can kind of taste a little bit of vanilla. Almost like a vanilla bread. Like if there is such a thing, it tastes like a vanilla bread. It's very drinkable. It's just not... super complex, I guess. And I hate to say that because, I mean, I could obviously never brew something as good as this. But just in reviewing the, you know, as far as the flavor, it's not that complex.
Mike, don't sell yourself short, dude. Come on.
But it's very...
We haven't even tried.
Yeah, we haven't tried that yet, which we will on a future episode, we promise. And that should be a fun show. If I was going to... I don't know. It's not your classic Abbey style, but it's very drinkable. It's still interesting enough to keep sipping on it, you know? Chris is going to be a little jealous of my food pairing here, and I'm going to pair it with some Kahlua pork because I think it would go well with this. It's
love Kahlua pork.
It's good. It's just not. I don't know. This one's going to be a tough one to rate, but.
Well, I know where I'm going for lunch today.
But I would seriously suggest try it. I mean, if you're in the area, you know, pick up Legacy Brewing Company's Dear Abby Double.
It's the tweet of the week. Tweet of the week. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet of the week, yeah.
Captain Credible says, show kicked balls. I slipped on the vomit in the pit and spilt my beer.
It's the tweet of the week. Tweet of the week. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet, tweet. Tweet of the week, yeah.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coaster's email and hotline.
Said ass wow. On the end of that recording.
Backwash.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Nice, Chris.
Thanks.
I'm glad you're enjoying your beer.
Kind of backwash we're looking for, but
still.
But we do have a little bit of backwash. A
taste of that New Belgian Abbey.
So who's first?
Take it backwash style.
Who's first on the backwash?
Toby, Chris. You got some backwash.
Toby, who, Chris, me? You got... Who, me? What? Who? Whose turn?
My
turn?
You got
turn?
Some stuff from your Dave turn. Rule.
Oh, yeah. Dave Rule says, hey, Duke, I like banana on my tongue, too. So, I guess one of the past podcasts, I said something about having a banana on my tongue. All right, Rule. Glad we agree on something.
There's just way too many jokes to dive into in this segment right now, so we're gonna leave that one alone.
I got from my backwash. I got a quick little direct tweet from a local guy here in near where I live, saying that him and a neighbor have been listening to the show and they'd like to meet up and maybe even do a guest drinker spot. So I'm going to meet up with him and see if we can't get one of the listeners on in a week or two.
Make it a party.
Done. Beer coaster wish granted. Done.
Sweet.
Sweet.
That's what we need to do. How do we get involved in the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
We're going to have to work on that. Hey, if you know how, backwash at beercoasterspodcast.com.
Last call.
All right. So first up on our last call are our pint ratings for the beers that we've had this episode. And the first one up is Toby. What you got?
Well, for Amagang's Abbey Ale, I thought it was good. I thought it was a good representation of an Abbey style ale. I'm going to go with a 3.5 out of 5. I thought it was good. It's definitely not a session beer. It's drinkable. Had some very good qualities to it. As far as the Brother Thelonious from North Coast, I like that a little bit better. I'm going to give it a 4 pints out of 5. I thought it was a little bit sweeter, not as dry as the Amagang, and a little bit more palatable, just slightly more drinkable. Again, not a session beer, mainly because of the alcohol and just there's so much going on. But yeah, I'd say it was very tasty. 4 pints out of 5.
Hey. All right, Chris. What do you say?
I'm kind of shocked, actually, that you rated it as low as you did. The Amagang for me is a perfect example of the Abbey double style. I'm giving it a 5 pints out of 5. I mean, it's great. I like the dark maltiness of it. It's It's everything that I would want from an Abbey Ale. The New Belgian is also a very good example. I'm giving it a 4.5 pints. It's because it's not quite up to par with the Amagang is. And I think some of that might be from what we talked about earlier, and the fact that the Amagang is in a 22-ounce bottle, and because it's bottle conditioned, I think, and maybe this is just me thinking outside the box, but I think having that larger bottle creates more complex flavors.
It could be
in the beer. So, you know, the
I agree. I totally agree.
And New Belgium does everything in a 12-ounce bottle. So I like the Amagang slightly better than the Abbey, although the Abbey is very, very good as well. And I like the light fruit flavors of the New Belgium Abbey versus the Amagang, but I really like those dark fruit flavors in the Amagang. That's where I sit with those. I'm amazed that you gave the Amagang a 3.5.
Well, it might also be that this style, I think, is... it's not one of my favorite styles. I mean, it's good, but as far as I like Belgian beers, I think they're great, complex and stuff. But as far as ones that I like to enjoy on a regular basis, they're not one of the first ones I'll grab off the shelf. Right. I do like them, but like Chris, I know you were saying this was one of your favorite styles.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely up there with one of my favorite styles as well, probably the top three. Amagang, I think, is what most breweries strive for as far as this style goes. I gave it a 4.5 only for the sheer fact that give that half a point to where, you know, maybe there is something that I like better, and maybe there's somebody out there that's done a better job, and I'm going to leave it the half a point open for someone I think that might be able to do that. Normally I would probably give it a 5, just like Chris did. But I'm leaving that window open, so to speak. I just think it's a wonderfully complex beer. I love the style. It's hard for me to not give this beer a 5. On the other hand, the Legacy, it was very drinkable style. Even if you don't particularly like the Abbey styles, you might want to consider trying this. Toby, you may like this better. I'm giving it a 3 just because I think it's very a drinkable style. It's not very complex, but the flavors that are there are good, and I still think it's a good quality beer. So that's my rating on that. It's just 3 pints.
Awesome.
Are there any individual websites or anything you want to any shout outs or anything, Toby?
I was going to mention again the monkinstitute.org. That's www.monkinstitute.org. Find out more about getting your students into jazz music, and also northcoastbrewing.com.
Just the New Belgium, www.newbelgium.com. I just wanted to throw that out there and have people go take a look at that. I also, we reviewed this, or you reviewed this a while back, the Magic Hat number 9, which I picked
did
up.
That's what I was thinking. Did I review that on the show, or did we do that? That was kind of pre-aired stuff.
It might have been. I know we've talked about it before.
It may have been the absolute first beer that we actually, you know, sat down to review.
I haven't tried it yet, and I picked it up this week, and so wanted to give a shout out to that since we did it at one point, so we won't be reviewing it again. But
no, Magic Cat's got some good stuff. Yeah, that's worth a shout out. I would say check out Legacy Brewing because they're definitely a smaller company. Like I said, none of us have heard of this brewery. I didn't hear of this brewery until I found the beer there. They have some pretty funny, interesting names for some of their beers. Including the Optimus Prime, as we discussed the double IPA.
That's one of the things that I really was when we started out doing this show. Was one of the things that I really wanted to strive for was finding stuff like that, stuff that you know, smaller breweries that nobody's heard of, and being able to promote those. And you know, one of the last things we say during our podcast is always drink local. And I love the fact that you found something that was local.
You can't get a fresher beer than the brewery next door. I mean, period. I mean, you can't argue that point. So anyway, check out Legacy Brewing Company. It's legacybrewing.com. And you can follow us on Twitter. We are the Beer Coasters Pod on Twitter. And we also have a Facebook page. Check the Beer Coasters Podcast on Facebook.
Become a fan.
We have. Yeah, you could become a fan of the Beer Coasters Podcast on Facebook.
Yep.
Kind of cool. We have individual emails. Toby, what is your individual email?
My individual email is toby@beercoasterspodcast.com.
Wow. Mine is chris@beercoasterspodcast.com. And I want to, in this section, just make a shout out to everybody in the middle of the country again. Since I'm doing New Belgium for like 3 weeks in a row, I mean, if you guys have any recommendations as far as Belgian beers go in the middle of the country.
That's not from Colorado.
Yeah, that's not from Colorado. You know, give me an email. Shoot me off an email and let me know. Or even if it's not a Belgian beer, anything that you can think of. And this goes for all three of us. You know, shoot us off an individual email and let us know what what one of your favorite local breweries are. And you know, I have a few contacts here with people that work at beer stores and stuff, and I might try to see if I can't find something, or at least get it here.
Yeah. And you can email us Backwash, cool. And that's backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. Questions, comments, whatever, that's the way to get a hold of us. As a whole, you know, just general questions. And you can also leave us...
But individually.
Not individually,
if you want to reach me, you can reach me at mike@beercoasterspodcast.com, just in case. Just putting it out there.
Or you can call our Backwash hotline, which is area code 972-914-8502. And you can post your comments on the website for each episode. You
just, directly on the website.
Right there, you can see what episode it is. There's a little... thing you click that says post your comments. It's pretty sweet.
And that website
links to YouTube clips of the Stone Anniversary Party, apparently.
That website would be www.beercoasterspodcast.com. And you can also subscribe to the podcast on that website, or you can search for us in iTunes. Just search for Beer Coasters or Beer Coasters Podcast. And then check the website on Monday for the next time on Beer Coasters section, where we'll list the beers that we're going to be drinking next week on next Friday's episode, so you can try to pick them up and drink along with us and see if you're still getting the same flavors that we're claiming that we hear. Or taste. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do hear flavors here on Beer Coaster Podcast. Tell your friends that we hear flavors. And see what they say. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. And don't forget to support your local brewery. Drink local. And of course, don't drink and drive. Drink responsibly.
Yeah. And that pretty much wraps up the episode. If you have any favorite beer bars or suggestions or comments, let us know. Beer Coasters Podcast.
Backwash.
Let us know.
Or Mike at Beer Coasters Podcast.
Yeah. Individually.
Because we are individuals
too. All right, folks, we're going to raise the last bit of our what we have in our glass here, and we're going to say cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, buddy.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters Podcast with us next week, right here on Beer Coasters.
Podcasting, drinking, and tweeting, and these are a few of my favorite things. We need more shows with higher alcohol content.
Sorry, go ahead.